This is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today is Jordan Evans, who is the CEO of the Native American Advancement Foundation, also known as NAF. Jordan, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell me what your organization's mission is?
NAF's mission is beautifully summarized by our tagline, which is honoring our past by building brighter futures. We are based in Gavotta District of the Thahanaotham Nation, and we work to strengthen our community members by building locally sustained programming and resources in the greatest areas of need.
And where in the Thahanaotham Nation is the Gavotta District located?
Gavotta District is on the far western side of the nation. It is located in the south along the U.S.-Mexico border.
And Jordan, how does your organization work towards that mission?
Well, first, I like to point out that NAF was actually founded by members of Gavotta District, which is the area of the nation we primarily serve. Many of our staff and board members are community members themselves. NAF began in 2011 to address the climbing dropout rates amongst our youth. We worked closely with community members to build an after-school program that offers students the individualized academic support they need to be successful. As part of that program, we provide transportation, access to technology, tutoring, cultural and prevention education, as well as USDA meal service. Shortly after NAF's inception, we conducted a survey to identify the perceived areas of need amongst community members. And based on that feedback, NAF has provided assistance in the areas of health and wellness, food sovereignty, adult education, housing, animal welfare, economic development, and language and cultural preservation.
So very comprehensive programs, not only in the community, but with the community as well.
Yes.
And Jordan, is there a program of the Native American Advancement Foundation that you'd like to highlight today?
Yes, I'd love to share with you about Ruth's Garden and some of the ways that NAF is using the site to address cultural preservation and food sovereignty in Gavotta District. Ruth's Garden was planted about a year and a half ago. And it was named after Ruth Ortega, who was a very well-respected and active elder in Gavotta District. It was important to Ruth that we remember all of them were traditionally hunters and farmers. She always stressed the significance of honoring the earth, the animals, and your neighbors by taking only what you need. Initially, when we planted Ruth's Garden, it was intended for youth lessons in STEM, as well as Otham culture and language. We plant and harvest according to the traditional Otham calendar, which starts in June. And it outlines not only what we can plant and harvest, but also what stories we can tell and what we can hunt, all based on the seasons. With the help of our youth and volunteers, we plant traditional foods such as corn, squash, melons, beans, and we distribute them to the children along with lessons pertaining to each plant. Since planting Ruth's Garden, there has been a huge outpouring of interest from community members of all ages, and it has expanded way beyond its intended footprint. There are four communities in Gavotta District, and our long-term goal is for each community to have their own garden as an accessible resource for food and culture.
And Jordan, if folks want to find out more about NAF, how can they do that?
Well, we love to share what's happening with our programs and community members in real time through social media. Our handle on Instagram is @NAFNOW, or you can like us and follow us on Facebook. You can go to our website, which is nafnow.org. And I'd also love to mention that we had an exciting feature in the February 3rd issue of Tucson Weekly, which can be accessed online. And the piece highlighted our local skate group called Endure, who we've been working with for over 3 years now to fund a skate park in the heart of Gavotta District. It will actually be the first skate park on the nation. And so I would encourage listeners to read the article and see what else these awesome youth are achieving in their community.
Congratulations on the skate park. I read that article and was very thrilled to hear that the youth were working so hard at getting that together.
Thank you so much. Yes, we're all excited, and I'm going to have to get a skateboard and learn some tricks.
That sounds great. My name is Elva. This is the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today was Jordan Evans, who is the CEO of the Native American Advancement Foundation, also known as NAF. Jordan, thanks for joining me today on KXCI.
Thank you so much.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.